as I mentioned yesterday, then next Gemara should go a little bit quicker with some larger chunks. As you move through, again, we'll see some points along the way, hopefully. But we'll, yeah, okay. We'll give this another minute, and then I can just stare at myself the entire time. Okay, so says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. Memra debigozis kol dalet amos gova yihava pusyachamsha koi and ilo lo koi. So says the Gemara, and again it's an interesting assumption that the Gemara is making. The Gemara is assuming that the proportions of the dimensions of the wall that Chazal are ascribing must be bedavka, so that if in a wall which is made out of guzzes, you need to have a width of 5 tefachim. And the height that's required is dalet amos, right? So it must be that in order for a wall to stand, made out of stone, to stand at a shear of dalet amos, it must be that you need a width of 5 tefachim. And the Gemara is assuming that that proportion continues. And therefore, if you want a wall of 8 amos, you would need 10 tefachim, right? The same, I don't know, ratio, proportion, whatever the correct words are, right? I mean, the Gemara is not just telling us the halacha; the Gemara is teaching us a little bit of engineering, right? That if you have too high a wall without enough of a base, then it's more likely that the wall is going to topple. It's more likely that the wall is going to topple. So, the Raivib is brought in the Shita Mikubetzas. Chance to see, says, and Vatavi Shu Evan al Evan, Vain Bene Emrichso Sitche Yamir Osam Vahim Kevedos. So again, he's going into more of the details of the construction here, which is that because the stones are very heavy, the stones lay on top of each other. And you don't even need any sort of a mortar or cement in between them. Speaking of the status, right, like the Kotel is probably like that, right? There's no cement in between their plants, but that's over time. Right? It's the weight of these humongous rocks that are stones that are placed on top of each other that holds them in place. V'alevenim apavishayim levein algabe levena vein b'neim rechsa enam kevedos ka'avanim. V'od yasid shebein nidbach l'nidbach u'mechaber osam yosem yavanim afirach adaglam v'shol shetvachim l'gov arba amos. But when it comes to the levenim, where you're going to use the sid in order to combine them, then 3 tefachim is going to be enough. What was bothering the Ravid? Why is the Ravid talking right now? Right? He doesn't get paid by the word. Why was the Ravid saying something? Because if the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is telling us about proportions of construction, so why did it choose to focus just on the guzzes? Right, when you come to the levenim, so you're still going to have a four foot tall wall. It's the same dalet amos, because that's the shear for hezek re'iya. But here, the shear is only going to be 3 tefachim, not to draw to scale. Right, this one's going to be narrower. It's only going to be 3 tefachim. So how come the Gemara doesn't derive from that or ask from that? Oh, you see that you need 3 tefachim in order to get the dalet amos. Again, because the Gemara is going to have to kash in a second. It only asks from the stones. So, what So the continuation of the Gemara is we're going to be asking Akasha also from stones without the sieve. Meaning there are other factors. The Gemara understands there are other factors that can contribute to the strength of a wall. It's not only, but if you're going to have stones laying on top of each other, then it seems to be that this is the appropriate way to do it, and this is going to have the necessary weight to keep it in check. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? So says the Gemara. I got to see Rashi. The memory to be God is called Dar Amos Gova. You have a pusher Chamishet Tvachim Kavi Lo Lokoi Kedus Nan. We must see some Gozes and us into Chaim Vachim into Chaim Vachim. Which gives 2.5. Because Sani Seif on the Seif tells me Chaim and us knows Adal Ramos. Now we're going to see the right. Our Mishnah, right in truth, never told us what the height is, but later on the Gemara does tell us. The Gemara does tell us what the height is, that it's four amos. So then you're going to have to, again, as the wall gets taller, the base of the wall is going to have to get wider according to the same proportions. Why is that problematic? Push Rei Vekam. Oh. What's the problem? So, says Rashi. The Amatraxin. We had the Amatraxin. What is the Amatraxin? So Rashi tells us the Binyan Shlomo. The Amatraxin was in the Binyan of Shlomo. Which base of Mikdash is the Binyan of Shlomo? First. Right? He was the one that David Melech dreamed of building the base of Mikdash. He began the process of building the base of Mikdash, but for whatever the reasons, as the Navi later relates, because of all the blood that he had, even though it was beheter, he was not zocha to build the base of Mikdash. Shlomo was. Yechsiv avnei gazis. Why are we talking about gazis? Because that's the stones that are described in the Navi in Malachim. Vavishloshim amma komasa ve'ein avyo el amma lahavdo ben ahechel the kodshei hakodashim. So again, the dimensions of the Amatraxin, we'll continue drawing things to the scale over here, right? Is this is 30 amos tall, and it's only 6 tefachim wide. According to our calculation over here, it should be at least 7 times this, right? 7 point something, right? Because 30 amos is 7 point something like that. So it should be at least 35 tefachim or something. It should be a very, very, very wide wall. And yet, that was not the case. What was the role of the Amatraxin? So the purpose of Amatraxin, as she told us, was lahavdil bein ahechel lekodesh hakadoshim. Right? I hope we got a basic Beis HaMikdash layout to make sure that we're all on the same page. Okay. Over here, this is the west. Right? Kodesh HaKadoshim goes to the west. This is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
Aron.
The Aron of the Kumat. Excellent. This is the Heichal. What's in the Heichal?
Menorah
Shochan. Menorah Shochan. Zbeach Hazav. Excellent. Over here is the Azara. Most prominent in the Azara, most important, but down over here is the big Mizbeach. And over here is what we call the Ezra's Nashim. Right? So, and there are, again, different delineations of where different people could go at different times. So again, only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim was able to go to Kodesh HaKadoshim. But there was this Amatraxin, this wall, which divided between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. And it was 30 amos high. Why was it 30 amos high? Because the Beis HaMikdash was 30 amos high. It was the full height. It was a wall that's the full height, like most normal walls are, right? The full height of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, I don't understand. I don't understand. If the Mishnah is telling me, if the Mishnah is telling me that you need five tefach in order to hold Dalai Amos, how could it be that with one extra tefach, it held up 30 Amos? It held up 30 Amos. Maybe Chazal weren't so exact, and maybe this wasn't such an exact measurement. They were just trying to be extra careful. They were just trying to be extra careful, and they required it. So somebody notes. Where was this? I don't remember what it was. Right, that it's Pashut, the Chazal, if they're making a takana, which is going to cost people money, that they're going to do a bedavka. Right? They're not going to have it, oh, well, make it this wide and that will for sure be okay. It's going to have to be wide enough that it's going to last, but they're not going to be imprecise about making it larger than it needs to be. So whatever the dimensions is, the Chazal will hire the engineers and the architects to figure out what the appropriate proportions are. But they're not going to just say, oh, okay, let's just build a big wall. Didn't somebody say that? Did I put it in the Rakosa said that? Did I make that up? Okay. I saw something like that when I was learning, but I don't remember. Okay. Somebody says something like that. Bonus points to whoever figures out where that was. I thought it was somewhere over here. But again, L'chorah, it's Pasha. Right? Otherwise, the Kasha, the Gemara falls away. Right, the whole kasha of the Gemara is assuming that it is bedavka. Fine. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. So how can that be? How can that be? Okay, one side of that you see a little bit in Tosos. One angle of it. Again, it's the opposite, but I think it's the same. It's the same thinking. If you look at the Tosos, Arba Amos Gova, Pusid the Chamsha Koi Tvelo Koi Vekasha Benatama Levain and the Gria Koi Vishloja Tvach in the same Kasha that the Ravid asks. I don't understand. Why did we pick to harp on the five Tvachim? You have Levain and have the bricks, which are sufficient to have only three Tvachim in width. So maybe that is the shear. Don't you see that Chazal must not have been so careful in the number that they chose? Because go around, look around, and you'll find that there are taller walls that have narrower bases. So why is the Gemara making such a big deal? But such a big deal out of this? The Tiris Dachei Kamar Tvei Lokoi Kemishba Gazes. If you put it wider than that, it will stand. It's not going to fall down tomorrow. It's not going to fall down tomorrow. But it's a structural weakness. And eventually, it will fall down. Again, I think that's the Svara. Maybe that's where I saw it. I just flipped the Svara. But it's the same idea. Meaning, Chazal understood that if you're going to force it, there's going to have to be a takana in place, that it needs to be in a way that, on the one hand, doesn't cost the people too much money, but at the same time, it has to be able to stand that it's going to last. And if you're going to build it with a structural deficiency, then it's not going to last Gamim Rabim. Chazal were not interested in making a takana which isn't going to last. So they had to weigh various factors. Yes, if you would build this wall out of gazes three tvachim wide, it would stand, but it's going to fall down sooner. And it's going to fall down too soon. And in that sense, you waste your money. So again, based on this kasha of why to pick the five tvachim over the three tvachim, I think that shows the precision in which Chazal made their measurements. If that's true, but then the Beis HaMikdash is Akasha. Because that is Gazis, and presumably the Beis HaMikdash was designed, and it did last Yomim Rabim. It lasted for a long time. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Kevan diika tefach yesera
koi.
No, the extra tefach gives it enough support that you can go, I'm not going to say Adlo Shemayim, but you can at least go up until the extra tefach can let it go up. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi says, "Dika tefach yisera, umishum hay tefach pusya matzi la'agvua tuva." Once you have an extra tefach, that can go even higher. Vein saravas is the chol arbamas chamisha tefachim rochav. Meaning, what the Gemara is suggesting is the follows. Yes. In order to support a wall of 4 amos properly, you need a width of 5. But the other assumption of the Gemara, which is that as you go up, you need to maintain that proportion or that ratio, that's a mistaken assumption. That is incorrect. And as you go up, the support that you get, I can't really explain it, but the support that you get from the bottom is sufficient to hold the higher amount of wall. And therefore, even though you're only adding one tefach, that is going to get us through it. Tosos points out that there's a much more basic difference. It's a much more basic difference. Shiny house and Dika Tamesera have a matelishni the agav tikro maziva koi tvei. Could that rain himself? But the Gemara is going to actually say this one on the base. Why the Gemara didn't say now, I don't know. But the more obvious difference between the two is that there's a ceiling. It's being supported on both sides. Right? The wall that you're building in the chutzar is a freestanding wall. So the only support that the wall has is the base. But if you have a support, on bridges, there's supports on top, there are beams on top, beams on the bottom. If you spread out the support system, then it makes sense that it's able to last a little bit more. Why the Gemara didn't think of that right now, I don't know. And Tosfos is pointing out that there really isn't any reason. Maybe both are true. Again, it's a little bit of a Metzius-oriented answer. Again, there also is probably an extra weakness, which is probably that this wall is exposed to the elements. Which also, right, makes it that it probably is a little more support than when you have it inside of a building. An external wall is going to have more wear and tear than a wall inside, interior wall, inside of a building or the like. Okay. Good. So says the Gemara. Oh, so saying Tosfos Yeshanim is bothered by Tosfos' question and says, why didn't the Gemara just suggest this chiluk? So he says, yeah, again, a lot of this is Metzius. He told him, "Ma'ilom Meshani Dagav Tikra Maziva Koi Kedav Samach." Veishlomo Dagav Tikra Maziva Lo Havakoi Yilav Tefach Yisera. Right? You need both answers. You need both answers. If you only had the 5 tefachim on the bottom, then even if it was connected to the roof, that wouldn't be sufficient. Einachanami, the Gemara is just not completing it. What the Gemara is saying is that you need the Tefach Yisera. The Tefach Yisera gives it the ability to stand. It also needs the support on top, and both answers are in fact true. So again, that's in a certain sense, it's a little bit better, because at least then the Gemara started the conversation. This is necessary, just didn't finish it. Okay. So, says the Gemara, so that's the Kasha. I'm sorry, that was the answer. Then the Gemara goes off on a little bit of an aside related to this. We'll be mikdash sheni, my time lo avid amatraxin. Why didn't they make an amatraxin in the second base of mikdash? Again, there were various differences between the first base of mikdash and the second base of mikdash. Why in the second base of mikdash was there no amatraxin? So says the Gemara. Ki kai bitlasin kai. Tvei lo kai. The Gemara says, this that we've been saying that it could only go up to 30 amos, that is bidavka. So with the tevach yaseira and 30 amos, it can stand. Go above 30 amos, then it's not going to stand anymore. Okay, so what does that have to do with the second base of Mikdash? So obviously the assumption of the Gemara is that the second base of Mikdash was taller. It was higher than the first base of Mikdash. Like, well, so how do you know that? How do you know that it was taller? Dechsev godol yeh kvod habayis hazeh haharon min harishon. That the glory, the honor of this base of Mikdash, the Acharon, which we're assuming is the second one, is going to be greater than the first one. That's the pasuk in Chagai says. Okay. And Rabbi Shmuel Amri, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Chadam, Rabbi Binyan, Rabbi Chadam, Rabbi Shanim. So what does it mean it was greater? So in Machlokas, is greater mean that it was a greater building and it was taller? One says, no, it lasted longer. Right? Rashi says, Bishanim. By Yisrishon Amad, Dalet Meos V'Eser. Ubay Yisheni Dalet Meos V'Eser. Right? The first base of Mikdash stood for 410 years. The second base of Mikdash stood for 420 years. The Isilah of Isilah is again the reality is that both of them could be true. So again, so what's the Gemara saying right now? Why was there no Amatraxin in the second base of Mikdash? Because the second base of Mikdash was too tall. How tall was the second base of Mikdash? It was 40 amos tall. 40 amos tall. So it was 10 amos higher. And therefore, it would not have lasted. So ask the Gemara. Vini Abdu Tlosin Amin Vivinyan. Vi'idach Navid Parochas. Why didn't they do 30 amos, as much as you could build out of the wall? And then the remainder, whatever's on top of that, you could use a curtain in order to complete it, because again, you can't go any wider. So that's where the Gemara now answers. Ki koi tlosin amosa nami agav tikra maziv avakoi. Well, tikra maziv lo avakoi. No, you need the wall to be supported and to reach the ceiling, because the ceiling was really what was holding it up. So again, it seems that the Gemara didn't come to this, not because it didn't want to, but until it needed to, it didn't get to this. It didn't get to this answer. Okay, so figure out what's the maximum amount that you could do of each. Amar Abaye Gemiri Ikulu Bebinyan Ikulu Beparochas Ikulu Bebinyan Mi Mikdash Ikulu Beparochas Mi Mishkan. It has to be one or the other. In the Mishkan, they had a parochas in between. In the Bais Rishon, they had a wall, but nobody had a combo platter. And therefore, that is the way that it needs to be done. Why did they just make it wider? Meaning, if the Gemara is trying to, again, is very unhappy, right? What do we see from the Gemara? We see a few things. We see the Gemara is very unhappy with not having the second base of Mikdash like the first base of Mikdash in terms of having the Amatraxin. It wants the construction to be as similar as possible, so much so that the Gemara wanted to say, put the 30 Amo wall there, you're going to have to put something on top. In the end, the Gemara is rejected because it has to be all parochas or all wall. You can't have it both ways. But there's another solution. Get the wall to be taller by making it wide. How wide? I have no idea. But you figure it out. So that question that Tosafot Rashi asks, who did the Sheet to make a bet to us? V'im toimar. Lama lo asu akosel rachav yoser. Kadei sheyuchol lamod. V'arichu midas habayis. Extend the measurement of the Beis HaMikdash. You'll get your wall to be a little bit taller. And everything will be fine. You'll have exactly what you wanted to get out of it. V'yeshlomar dehalo matzi avdei. That you can't do. Why not? This pasuk is quoted often in the Gemara when it comes to any questions about dimensions of the Mikdash. When it comes to dimensions of the Mikdash, why this, why not that? Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem olai haskil. The dimensions of the Mikdash were revealed by God. And therefore, we are not given the ability, not given the right to change them. And when they wanted to make the Mizbeach in the second Beis HaMikdash wider, and they ended up doing it, they needed to find a hint to it in the pasuk. Why? Because otherwise, it would have been a violation of Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem olai haskil. That Kadosh Baruch Hu said it has to be X. You can't do Y. Ilav da'ashkech rov darsh, that's another pasuk. What's the obvious kasha? Okay, but if, what? Oh, but if it's taller, that's also going to be an issue, right? If it's taller, that's also not the same dimensions. Does it give the height in the psukim? I think it describes the height in the psukim. Describes that. Now, is that the same as prescribing them, right?
It's like four-time ratios instead of just...
Right. Oh. So says the... Says the Tosarosh, Ava Begova Yochel Hosef Mishum Dechsev Godol Yehia. Interesting, right? Why is it that you are allowed to add to the height? Because we have a pasuk which says it is going to be larger. And apparently, larger means taller. Because if larger meant wider, then you could say the same thing about the width. But a Godol Yehia would allow us to go higher. Aval be'orach v'rocha, but when it comes to length or width, lo yuchlo hosev mehaikra, mishum de lo yuchlo l'shanos hakarkash nitzkvardish karvar le'ulam, lasosa l'tzorach heichal. V'chein me'azor l'mizbeach ilav da'ashkach kra. Aval be'gova yuchlo l'hosev mehaikra. It's a lot there. It's a short Tosa Rush. But he's telling us that there are multiple factors. If we didn't have any psukim, then it shouldn't matter if it was length, width, or height, right? Hakol b'chsav would say these are the dimensions of the Mikdash. The only time you could change it is if you have some sort of pasuk which is telling you something has to, or is revealing that there's an opportunity to expand. And therefore, when it came to the expanding the width of the Mizbeach, because again, the Kohen also had exact and precise measurements, the pasuk says, they found the pasuk which hinted that you're allowed to do it. So this is why we're not allowed to build Amitraksin any wider. So what about higher? So we might have said, that's not included. That's not what he says. He says, because it says, Godol Yehia, right? You can expand dimensions in bias shame. Which dimensions would be able to be expanded because of this pasuk? It sounds like the Rebbe is saying all of them. However, there's another problem. The problem is, right, if you read the Rebbe carefully, that's what he's saying, right? And not the Rebbe, the Rush, right? The Rush, what did he say? Because you can add to the height, because it says, you can't add because of that pasuk for a different reason, which means, right, if I only had this pasuk, then I have full, as long as I'm making it bigger, again, smaller, it sounds like I would not be allowed to do, but bigger, I'm allowed to do it because gadol yiyya. However, we have another rule that there is different levels of kedusha within the different parts of the mikdash. And if you're going to expand something in length or width, then now my heichal, right, is going to be pushed into the azar. My azar does this notion. Or my heichal to kodesh kadoshim. The areas that have been infused with their level of kedusha, you have no right nor ability to push into those spots. So for that technical reason, you cannot apply, you cannot expand the length or the width. The height, that doesn't impact the Kedusha at all. The height is no way going to give impact. So almost by process of elimination, right, you're allowed to expand the height because of Gadliya, Kfura Bayis Harishon, Mina Achor. Is that clear? Yeah, I think if you read the Rush, that seems to be what the Rush is saying. Oh. The pasuk though is very troubling. Godo yeh kvod abayis acharon min arishon.
What's troubling about the pasuk?
Don't we believe in a third base of Mikdash? Don't we believe in a third base of Mikdash? Why are we going to bayis acharon? It should be a bayis sheni, or the current one, if the Navi is talking about that period of time. What do they godo yeh kvod abayis acharon min arishon? So that Shubas HaRashba, I put it so I didn't bring it along, sorry, but it's an interesting tshuva. In that tshuva, he basically records a story of the Umo Sa'ova and different people that were trying to disprove the Torah. And got into one of these disputations with the Rashba. And they asked him many questions. And one of the questions that they asked was this. So you're claiming that you believe in another Beis HaMikdash in the future for the Jewish people, in a Geula. But the Prophet says, that's a Bayis HaAcharon. It's the last one. Your own Prophet is saying that there is no other Beis HaMikdash. Rashba says that's not what Acharon means. You understand the Acharon wrong. And he proves it from a pasuk in the parts of Yishlach. I think it's the parts of Yishlach, where Yaakov is lining up his family, and it says that he lines up the Shvachos. Then it says that he put Leah and her sons Acharonim. And then it says, hey, if we go sit in Rachel, Acharon. How do you have two that are last? If you're doing it, right? If you're having a procession, and you have the Shvachos, and then you have Leah, and then you have Rachel, so Rachel is Acharonah, right? She's the one who's last. Because clearly, in the way of the biblical Hebrew, Acharon does not mean last. Was that enough to convince them? Not so.
No, just, he wants to be until after.
Acharon means, correct. But it does not have to mean the last one. And that was how, again, the Rashba and that disputation tried to disprove the this particular taina that they raised. Good. The last source I think that we have was the Rambam. Was there anything else? I think it was just the Rambam. So, check. The Rambam cool.
The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Avachir and Perek Daled Halacha Beis.
Any chance that's in the back of the Gemara? It's worth a shot. Let's take a look. The Rambam seems to say no, not there. The Rambam, maybe it's worth just bringing up the list of apologies. What did I say was? Beis HaBechir what? Says the Rambam. The bias Rishon Hayakosum Mavdil Ben HaKodesh Uben Kodesh HaKodesh. So in the first basin of Mikdash, there was a wall that separated between the Kodesh HaKodesh HaKodesh. Right? That's what we've been calling our Amatraxon. Right? Avyo Amma. Its width was an Amma, hence its name. The Kevin Shabbana Habayis Hashenim, the Stapik Lahem, they weren't sure. In Bovia Kosal Hayan Midas HaKodesh, Umi Midas Kodesh HaKodesh. The width of that wall, does that, is it, right, the same way we've been having a discussion, that Bonin has to go so Be'emtza, and each one has to give up three. So if you're giving up, or depending on what the dimensions are, 2.5, whatever it was, so did they get, was space given up equally from the Kodesh HaKodesh to the Hekel? What's the sanctity status of that place? Lefichach asu kodesh hakadoshim avyu esrim amma tamimos. So they made the kodesh hakadoshim with an exact width of 20 amos. Vasa kodesh arboim amma tamimos and the kodesh 40 amos. Venichu amma yisera, and they just left like a no man's land. An amma in between. Vein hakodesh and kodesh hakadoshim. Velo banu kosam vayisheni. Elo asu shtei parochas. Paruchos. They made two paruchases, right? Two curtains between the two. Achas mitzah kodesh hakadoshim, v'acham mitzah hakodesh. Right, the heichal,
just to make sure that we have our terms right, can also be referred to as the kodesh.
Right, so the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim. So they put two curtains in between. One for the side of the kodesh hakadoshim, and one desire the Kodesh. Ubeinem Amma Keneged Ove HaKosel, and they left a space corresponding to that Amma. Shaya Barisham. Aba Bemikdash Rishon Lo Haisa Ela Parochas Achas Bilvad. Shenemar Vivdila Parochas Lochem. Says the Rambam, in the first Beis HaMikdash, there still was a parochas, but there was only one parochas. Even with the amatraxon in place, there was still a parochas. Why on earth was there a parochas if you, the Kosa, the Mikdash had a parochas? That was clear. I remember the Gemara had this back and forth, and the Gemara said you can't combine parochas and Parochas and wall. So what's going on? So the Kesef Mishnah was so troubled by this. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Mashikaser Rabina b'Mikdash Rishon Lahaya Shem El Parochas Achas Nire Dila Mishkan Kari Mikdash Rishon. When the Rambam says Mikdash Rishon, he doesn't mean it. He's really referring to the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, the Ilu B'Bayis Rishon, Lo Haya Parochas El Kosa. Because in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Parochas, there was just a wall. It's a very difficult reading of the Rambam, right? Why? Because if you're going to read the Rambam like that, then he's using bias Rishon. I mean, maybe that's the chiluk. He says in the beginning, in the bias Rishon, which is referring to, now it's an open question, right? I guess it could have been the Mishkan. But it says, Hayakosa Mavdil. So clearly that's the first Beis HaMikdash. And then at the end, he writes, Aval B'Mikdash Rishon. Maybe that's the chiluk. Maybe that's what the Kesmish is looking at. There's a Mikdash and bias. But otherwise, it's a very difficult... very difficult reading of the Rambam. But again, the alternative is difficult because the Rambam has no source for him. Why is there a parochas? And yes, it's some sort of zecher to the Mishkan. Is it din that you have to have a parochas and a kozel is not going to be enough? Seems a little bit strange and unclear where the Rambam would have gotten such a concept from.
First place in
English,
was a wall, was
it
like a door, and that's how I got in.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a way in. But that's, I don't have a better, I'm not going to have a better shot at the Kesef Mishnah. But you understand what's bothering the Kesef Mishnah, but on the other hand, there is a weakness in that argument. Elamai, he must read it as the difference between Mikdash and Mikdash and Bayis.
Why else were you used to names of the old time?
So again, yeah, like what we said, Rambam writes with the utmost precision, and if he switches from Bayis to Mikdash, maybe that's the Raya. Okay, good. If we're all here anyway, maybe let's just, I don't think you prepared the next piece. Let's just go to the next piece because it's not so difficult anyway. And tomorrow we can move on to the next sugya. So says the Gemara, Iboy lehu, hein v'sidon odilma hein below sidon. What's that? Is it them with the cement or without it? What does he mean? Rashi says, hein v'sidon or hein below sidon. Hani shiur de masnisen. When the Mishnah gave its shiurim that you have to build the wall, im ovay atiyach akashiv lein. Is it together with the cement, Odilma Mokam Havanim Have Bipusi Levatia Kasid, or is it without? Meaning, are we talking about how much you have to, how wide the bricks were, or are we talking about how much space you're going to have to give up? So I'm back right here, Mistabra Hain Vesidon. Makes sense that it's with the Sid. Disa the Hain Blo Sidon, the Snagi the Shiure. Because if it was without the sid, then it should say the proper shear. So it must be that it's with the sid. So Gemara says no. Lo la memalach. Maybe I'll tell you ain below sidon. That it's without the sid. The kevan de lo ave tefach lo tani. But since the amount of sid is less than a tefach, it's not significant enough to mention it. And how much do you put in? So you have to figure it out. So you see that the Mishnah is willing to use half the tefach, right? It's not waiting till we get to the shear of tefach in order to state a specific amount of space. The Mishnah is willing to have 0.5 tefach. So let it be 0.3 tefach, or whatever the amount is. So the Gemara says, no hasim chazil tzurufi. There they can easily joined together, right? Chazi and Stubi Rashi says, take two halves and make the whole. But to have point one, two, four, whatever, that the Mishnah is not going to do. Toshima, Hakora Sha'amra Rechava Kadeh Kabel Ariach. Now again, it's talking about in Erevim, when you have an Erev on the end of your Chatzer, one way to be matir the tiltol is by putting a beam on top. The small shear of that beam is a tefach, which is the amount which can be the kabel or riach, is to be able to, strong enough to be able to brick a go on it. And the ariach is half the shear of a of gimel tvachim. So what do you see? So Rashi says, gimel tvachim, Amma gimot vachem de gassani, the gab mestisa, the three tvachem says the Mishnah, gab levini, get the gassani, zeno de machsa, zeno de machsa, heim below see the gabar, must be without them, the levini the chudosh, or the tvachem. So you see that alvena alone is three tvachem, so that must be without the sin, because you see that the shir for one ariyah, which is a half, is one and a half. So one and a half plus another one and a half is three. There's no room left for the sin. So it must be the shir are without it. There it's talking about a large one. There are different sizes. There are different sizes. Okay. There's not much to, I don't know, unless there's some deeper spiritual meanings that you guys will find in that particular sukkah. The next sukkah I'll look at, actually, we'll have a little bit of time on. Is relates interestingly to the destruction and the rebuilding of a Beis HaKnesses, and there are some issues of halacha that we'll Yirtzeh Hashem discuss tomorrow.